In today's show, Bitcoin trades in $29,000, no man's land. That's right. In today's show, I'll be breaking down the latest technical analysis. And as crypto analyst, me, Calvin Day Pop shares here, still watching this on Bitcoin, in which my area is the one at $28,400, rejected at $29,400 as well. So we'll see how lower ranges are going to react. Flip of $29,400 is a trigger towards $32,800 already. And quoting Credible Crypto, do you remember the sentiment in 08 when the housing bubble popped? Do you remember the stock market crash of 08 and the subsequent recovery? Range highs taken, range lows taken, deviations expanded flat, whatever you want to call it, we've seen it before. And as on-chain analyst Dylan LeClaire points out, the everything bubble is collapsing in real time. It's going to get crazier. Facts. And Plan B shares, math beats politics, always has, always will. Also in today's show, Russia will inevitably legalize crypto payments, says trade minister. The question is when this will happen, how it will happen, and how it will be regulated. Now both the central bank and the government are actively engaged in this, but everyone is inclined to understand that this is the trend of the time, and sooner or later, in one format or another, it will be carried out. Also in today's show, billionaire Mike Novogratz says his Luna tattoo is a constant reminder that investing requires humility. That's right, Novogratz recently broke the silence regarding the Luna debacle, and you can see him with this tattoo right here. Also in today's show, institutional investors are now dominating the Bitcoin market, according to CryptoQuant CEO. That's right, as you can see here, 76% of the trading volume at Coinbase came from institutional investors in the first quarter of 2022. Quoting the CryptoQuant CEO here, retail investors are leaving the crypto market. Not bad for accumulating Bitcoin with institutions, but still worried about overall volume, which has significantly decreased compared to last year. Also in today's show, I'll be sharing the latest predictions from rich dad Robert Kiyosaki. Quoting him here, I remain bullish on Bitcoin's future, waiting for a test of new bottom, $20,000, $14,000, $11,000, or $9,000. Why do I remain bullish? Fed and Treasury are corrupt organizations that will self-destruct before they regain honesty, integrity, and moral compass. Take care. Be aware. Also in today's show, we'll be taking a look at the overall crypto market. All this, plus so much more in today's show. Hey, what's good, crypto fam? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. All right, welcome back to another episode of Crypto News Alerts. How's it going, crypto fam? Make some noise in the live chat. The Bitcoin stayed $1,000 lower this morning on May 19th after a grim trading session on Wall Street the day before put pay to further upside. And right here, looking at the Bitcoin 1 hour candle chart. Now data from Cointelegraph Markets Pro and TradingView showed Bitcoin circling 29,000 at the time of this recording, having bounced to 28,600 on Bitstamp. The Bitcoin had declined in step with United States equities, with the S&P 500 particularly in focus as it set its largest intraday decline since June of 2020. And drama over Tesla, which was removed from the index amid ongoing controversy, fueled the poor performance. The firm's CEO, Elon Musk, publicly rebuked those behind the decision, which appeared tied to the adherence to the so-called ESG criteria. As Elon shares here, Exxon is rated top 10 best in world for environment, social, and governance, which is ESG, by the S&P 500. While Tesla didn't make the list, ESG is a scam. It has been weaponized by phony social justice warriors. And Alex Gladstein responded, further proof that ESG is a scam. Tesla, a literal EV company, is also invested in Bitcoin, the most powerful S holding one can have, something that boosts financial powers for tens of millions of people worldwide under authoritarian regimes and emerging markets. So there you have it. Now, Cathy Wood, founder and CEO of investment giant ARK Invest, called the decision to exclude Tesla ridiculous and not worthy of any other response. And as counterinflation measures begin to bite, the outlook for risk assets was at best one of consolidation in the months ahead. Some argued, and for popular trading account Credible Crypto, he agreed that Bitcoin was copying behaviors exhibited by the S&P 500 during the 2008 financial crisis. As he shares here, do you remember the sentiment in 08 when the housing bubble popped? Do you remember the stock market crash of 08 and the subsequent recovery? Range highs taken, range lows taken, deviations expanded flat, whatever you want to call it, we've seen it before. And while the bond markets could notably benefit from financial tightening by central banks worldwide, little faith remained in their investment premise amongst pro-Bitcoin sources. For on-chain analyst Dylan LeClaire, he highlights readings from Vanguard's total bond market ETF and calls it the global everything bubble collapsing in real time. As he shares right here, the everything bubble is collapsing in real time. It's going to get crazier. And return to the shorter time frames for the King crypto, the prognosis remains focused on potential moves above $30,000 before a deeper correction sets in. Quoting crypto analyst Mikhail Vende Pop, probably some momentum towards 29,700 possible. Question whether we can hold 29,300 for continuation, but overall, I'm still expecting a higher low to be happening on Bitcoin, in which we continue towards 32,800 to $34,000. And this morning he updates us, still watching this on Bitcoin, in which my area is the one at 28,400 marked a few days ago, rejected at 29,400 as well. So we'll see how lower ranges are going to react. Flip of 29,400 is a trigger towards 32,800 already. And for fellow trader Crypto Tony, he reiterated his thesis that Bitcoin did not in fact bottom during last week's dip to 23,800 and that a more substantial capitulation was due. As he shares here, I'm going to be sharing some quantitative charts and analysis soon to back up why I do not think capitulation has not happened yet. Many believe it has happened already, but it is important to see what it looks like and actually means. And he also shares, Bitcoin update, right now we're in no man's land, so plan for me is to long if we flip the supply zone into support, or short if we flip the supply zone into resistance. Keep it simple and plan B, creator of the Bitcoin Stock the Flow model, updated us this morning. Math beats politics, always has, always will. Facts. And he recently shared this poll. What risk would you take? Number one, buy Bitcoin at 30,000 and risk that Bitcoin drops to 20K so you could have bought it 10,000 cheaper. Or number two, do not buy at 30,000 and risk that Bitcoin jumps to 40,000 so you'll have to buy 10,000 more expensive. And out of 52,449 votes, 68.2% of you said missing cheaper BTC and 31.8% of you said buying at a higher price. And before I break down next way of the day, Russia will inevitably legalize crypto payments, says trade minister. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, Bitcoin pretty even for the day, maintaining just above $29,600. Ether down 1.3%, trading just under $2,000, while XRP, Cardano, Solana, and Avalanche all correcting and in the red, while only Tron and Binance are breaking out and in the green. But all right, now let's break down our next way of the day. Russia will legalize crypto payments sooner than later. Let's go. According to the Minister of Industry and Trade of the Russian Federation, Denis Mantarov, the country's government has been exploring various crypto adoption plays throughout this year of 2022, but is yet to finalize any concrete policy concerning digital asset payments. However, its legalization has been recommended by Russia's finance ministry via its On Digital Currency Bill from April. That's right. According to a translation of the Thursday report from local news media outlet TASS, Mantarov was questioned at the New Horizon Educational Forum this week on whether legalized crypto payments were in the works, in which he responded, I think so. The question is, when will this happen? How will it happen? And how will it be regulated? Now both the central bank and the government are actively engaged in this, but everyone is inclined to understand that this is a trend of the time. And sooner or later, in one format or another, it'll be carried out. But once again, it must be legal, correct, in accordance with the rules that will be formulated. He added, now the Central Bank of Russia and the Ministry of Finance have up until recently held entirely opposing views on crypto regulation, with the central bank looking for an outright ban, while the ministry sought regulation for taxation. And as recently as January, the Central Bank of Russia proposed a blanket ban on local crypto trading and mining due to the potential financial stability risks associated with the sector, which we all know is nothing more than FUD. However, following the ongoing invasion of the Ukraine, the Central Bank of Russia admitted last month that taking too much of an aggressive stance towards crypto, which may have stifled the growth of the sector. And the bank's governor, Elvira Nabiulina, noted that the numerous economic sanctions placed on the country were a key driver in changing its anti-crypto sentiments, as it now looks to get the local digital asset market into a working state. So there you have it, the Bitcoin game theory in full effect as mass adoption worldwide continues for the King crypto. Now, before I break down next story of the day, billionaire Mike Novogratz says his Luna tattoo is a constant reminder that investing requires humility, as he recently broke his silence on the Luna debacle. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market cap, sitting at $1.25 trillion with $86 billion in volume in the past 24 hours. The current Bitcoin dominance still on the rise at 44.8%, with the Ether dominance on the decline at 18%. 0.9%. And checking out the top 100 cryptocurrency gainers in the past 24 hours, we have Tron leading the pack, up 3%, trading at 7.3 cents, followed by stablecoins, because practically everything is correcting and in the red. And checking out the top 100 cryptocurrency gainers in the past week, you can see a sea of green. Finally, it's about time, which is a handful in the red, including Luna, down a whopping 99.7% and practically worth nothing, as well as their not-so-stable coin, UST, down about 84% for the week and currently trading at less than 9 cents and nowhere near the dollar. And checking out one of my favorite indicators is the Crypto Greed and Fear Index. Shows we're currently rated a 13 in extreme fear. Yesterday was a 12, last week a 12, and last month a 27 in fear. And if you're not familiar with the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, extreme fear can be a sign investors are too worried. That could be a great buying opportunity, like we're witnessing right now. BTFD bought that freaking dip. And when investors are getting too greedy, that means the market is due for correction. But all right, now let's break down our next story of the day. Mike Novogratz, the billionaire founder of crypto asset management firm Galaxy Digital, told his followers that his Terra Luna-inspired tattoo will serve as a reminder to remain humble in the world of venture capital investing. Following the fallout of the recent Luna Terra USD meltdown, Novogratz penned an open letter on Wednesday telling his followers that my tattoo will be a constant reminder that venture investing requires humility. Now let's check out this tattoo. Max Kaiser recently tweeted, I hear he's taking gun safety lessons in the Hamptons with his neighbor Alex Baldwin, and it shows you Novogratz here goes silent on Twitter after collapse of coin he promoted. And as you can see in this original tweet dated back January 4th, 2022, Mike Novogratz wrote, I am officially a lunatic. Thanks, Stable Kwan, who is the co-founder of the failed project. Now, as you can see, this infamous tattoo will live on in history for the rest of our lives, and Novogratz will be regretting it for the rest of his life. And my guess is he'll probably cover this up with another tattoo. What do you think? Let me know in the comments right down below. Now, Terra's UST not-so-stable coin, which relied on an algorithm to maintain a peg to the United States dollar, collapsed last week. And as I pointed out, it's currently trading at less than 9 cents at the time of this recording. And check it out. The price of Luna went from $60 to virtually nothing in less than 72 hours, literally billions of dollars of liquidity being wiped out just like that. The collapse wiped out approximately $40 billion from their crypto ecosystem. And quoting Mike Novogratz here, the collapse dented confidence in crypto and DeFi. And he also said, whenever money is lost in such an abrupt fashion, people want answers. He said that despite last week's heart-wrenching market pandemonium, the crypto industry looks stronger than ever and wouldn't be going anywhere anytime soon. Quoting him here, this does not mean that crypto market will bottom and head straight back up. It will take restructuring, a redemption cycle, consolidation, and renewed confidence in crypto. Now check this out. He explained that Galaxy Digital invested in Luna in quarter 4 2020 using balance sheet capital and clarified that the firm's treasury never used UST. As he shares here, our team's initial thesis for investing in Luna was centered around the expansion of blockchain native payment systems. And according to an update from Galaxy Digital released on May 13th, the firm expects to post a $300 million loss in net comprehensive income as of May 11th, bringing the partner's capital to $2.2 billion, a 12% decline from March 31st. Now, Pantera Capital, one of the original investors in Terraform Labs, received on Thursday that it had cashed out roughly 80% of its Luna investment well before the Terra USD collapse, and the firm managed to turn $1.7 million into approximately $170 million. Not too shabby of an ROI, as Joey Krug shares here. To clarify, we didn't invest in Luna in those private financing rounds. We bought it once it was in the public market in July of 2020 via our liquid trading vehicles, not our venture style investments. And it continues, we managed that position down over time as it became increasingly profitable slash large. In order to maintain a diversified portfolio, we initially invested in Luna because of the progress we saw in developer adoption, the payment usage, and the broader ecosystem being built on Terra. Now, it's not just Novogratz getting inked. Crypto-themed tattoos have grown substantially in popularity, with crypto tattoo-related Google searches surging by 222% in 2021. And according to data from CryptoHead, more than 900 people worldwide have inked themselves with Bitcoin B, while Dogecoin and Ethereum tattoos on the rise. All I gotta say is this is the definition of El Stupido. Just saying. And before I break down our final story of the day, institutional investors are now dominating the Bitcoin market, according to the CryptoQuant CEO, as well as I share the latest Bitcoin bottom predictions from Rich Dad, Robert Kiyosaki. But first, I want to remind you to smash that show more button right below this video in the description for detailed analysis of what's going on in the crypto market. This goes for all 1,200 plus videos right here on my YouTube channel. Also, some very helpful resources for you to plug into, including my crypto merch store, live at merch.cryptonewsalerts.net. Also, be sure to smash that subscribe button and ring that bell to turn on all notifications to receive daily premium crypto news alerts every single day, just like this. And you can also follow me on all the major podcasts and platforms, from Spotify, home of the Joe Rogan Experience, to Apple's iTunes and Google Play. And if you're listening to the pod, be sure to check out the YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net for the full premium experience with video. And of course, you can follow me on crypto Twitter, Facebook, Telegram, and TikToks, wherever you're at. Be sure to plug in and follow me there. But all right, now let's break down our final story of the day. The CEO of an on-chain insights platform says institutional investors are dominating Bitcoin trading. That's right. Ki Young Ju of CryptoQuant notes that 76% of the trading volume at Coinbase came from institutional investors in the first quarter of 2022, which you can see here in this chart. And quoting the CEO here, retail investors are leaving the crypto market. Not bad for accumulating Bitcoin with institutions, but still worried about the overall volume, which has significantly decreased compared to last year. He also says that institutional investors have been likely buying Bitcoin from market makers during the crypto price collapse of last week. As he shares here, market makers, including the ones hired by the Luna Foundation Guard, already sent 84,000 Bitcoin worth $2.5 billion to multiple exchanges last week. Not sure they finished selling, but it is highly likely for the accumulation from institutions, since Coinbase digested the majority of selling pressure. Now, Luna Foundation Guard is a nonprofit organization built to support the Luna ecosystem. The Luna Foundation Guard dumped more than $2.4 billion worth of Bitcoin last week as their not-so-stable coin imploded. Quoting them here, consistent with its nonprofit mission and focus on the health of the Terra ecosystem, beginning on May 8th, when the price of UST began to drop substantially below $1, the foundation began converting this reserve to UST. The foundation did so by directly executing on-chain swaps and transferring BTC to a counterparty to enable them to enter trades with the foundation in large size and on short notice, transferred 52,189 Bitcoin to trade with a counterparty, net of an excess of 5,313 BTC they have returned for an aggregate of above 1.5 billion UST. Now, what are your thoughts surrounding this whole Luna debacle and their death spiral? Do you think there is any recovery, or do you think it's gone and done forever, just like BitConnect? Let me know in the comments right down below. And checking out the latest from Rich Dad, Robert Kiyosaki, he recently tweeted, "I remain bullish on Bitcoin's future, waiting for tests of new bottom, 20,000, 14,000, 11,000, $9,000. Why do I remain bullish? Fed and Treasury are corrupt organizations that will self-destruct before they regain honesty, integrity, and moral compass. Take care. Be aware." Now let's discuss these particular price points. Let's note that the high back from the 2017 bull market was $20,000. $9,000 in particular is where the Bitcoin price was at precisely 2 years ago. Could we return to a low at that level? It's possible. Is it likely? I doubt it, but it's a possibility. Nobody can predict the future of where we go and how low we hit for this bear market that we're currently in until the next bull run of 2024. Well, at least that's when the halving begins. The real bullish price action begins the year following the halving, which is will be in 2025. But nonetheless, how low do you feel we'll go for this bear market before we recover to reach and break out into new all-time highs? Let me know your honest thoughts in the comments right down below. And checking out some of his other recent tweets, let's check them out. "I was right. Why stablecoins are unstable. Just before stablecoins crashed, I warned they were unstable. Proof I was right is on the Rich Dad Radio with friends and Rich Dad's crypto expert, Jeff Wang. The radio show is Will Crypto Survive? Released a week ago. What did I know?" So there you have it. He predicted a collapse of a stablecoin, which we just witnessed with UST. What are your thoughts surrounding his price predictions? Also like to point out, obviously, he is extremely bullish for the long term for the King Crypto, as he's been talking about on crypto Twitter for a very long time. So he is not bearish whatsoever. He's just saying he's bearish for the short term due to the collapse of the economy and all the macroeconomic conditions going on. And on May 13th, he tweeted, "Why crashes are good. Rich Dad taught his son and me, your profit is made when you buy, not when you sell. Bitcoin is the future of money. That is why I will back up the truck when the bottom is in. It may be $17,000 or even lower, $11,000. Time to get richer is coming Take care. Now for the top three comments from yesterday's episode. John Basco wrote, I'm so glad I found the Daily King crypto update channel. Orange pilled less than a year ago. Made some bad moves early, including big purchases at all-time highs at 65 to 66,000. But that won't matter when I see seven figures on my home screen widget. HODL. Thanks, JV, for keeping me informed. I'm on the daily by the freaking dip to the moon, broski. Welcome, John. Much love and respect, fam. Glad you found my channel and greatly appreciate your support. Six-figure and then seven-figure Bitcoin price action incoming. To those with patience, it's only a matter of time. HODL. And our next featured comment comes from Bruno Raber, who wrote, hello, JV and crypto fam. The recession is coming, but this will make it a prime opportunity to explode. When the dollar falls, people will be looking for a lifeboat named crypto. Keep up the great work. JV, you got it, fam. Incoming recession will set up the perfect opportunity for the next crypto explosion. Can't wait. Let's get it. Now for our third and final featured comment coming from Digital Gravity. What a great irony that Vitalik, who coined the term Bitcoin maximalist, is the public face of the de facto leader of Ethereum, who has maligned proof of the work and is trying to transition ETH to proof of stake, now realizes that maybe his over complex chain is broken and Bitcoiners might be onto something with their borderless, permissionless, leaderless, decentralized proof-of-work peer-to-peer electronic cash system that is rock solid. Satoshi Nakamoto could not be reached for comment about Vitalik's conversion. Oh, the irony, eh? And to be featured on tomorrow's episode, drop me a comment right down below.